Another question I want to ask you about T-cell lymphoma is your approach to, and just in general, T-cell lymphoma across the board, your approach to CD30 testing and the use of brentuximab vedotin. We saw the approval based on the Alcanza study of that agent with cutaneous T-cell lymphoma. In general, how are you approaching this issue?
So we use a standard panel of antibodies in our T-cell lymphomas. It includes CD30. We believe that it should be tested. Now, if you look at the data with brentuximab vedotin in T-cell lymphomas, clearly and unequivocally, the highest response is in ALK-positive anaplastic large cell lymphoma, not too much lower ALK-negative anaplastic large cell lymphoma. But there is an additive benefit. You can show single-agent activity. There is an additive benefit to adding brentuximab vedotin to a CHOP backbone. That's been suggested based on some phase II data. And so certainly in the relapse setting, we will definitely use brentuximab vedotin in CD30-expressing T-cell lymphoma, both cutaneous and nodal. Now, of course, what is CD30 expression is the $64,000 question. It's like if there's one cell that's positive, it's expressing. The assay we have apparently is simply not sensitive enough to give us a truly gradated idea because we can get great responses in patients who have 3%, 4%, 5% of cells expressing CD30 by the immunohistochemical assay, but you don't get 3% or 4% tumor reduction. You get 90% tumor reduction. So clearly, you don't need a lot of CD30 molecules on the surface for this drug to be effective. And the assay we use, the immunohistochemical assay we use, does require a fair amount of expression of CD30 to be positive. And that's why if we see sort of any level of expression, the tumor is considered positive. And you know from other tumors, other biomarkers, this is a very difficult area, but in CD30, it appears that the answer is any level of expression is enough.
Any comments on the side effects, mainly the peripheral neuropathy that you see with B-Vedotin? Any clinical pearls about that?
So like other tubulin inhibitors, we see a cumulative effect of brentuximab vedotin. If it starts to develop, you can lower the dose from 1.8 to 1.2. That can help. You don't see a lot of necessarily breakthrough with the dose reduction. I have to say, does everyone finish 16 doses? No. And frequently, the reason to stop is the neuropathy. It tends to be reversible, but it's like the Vinca alkaloids. Yeah, most patients, it's reversible. Some patients are left with some low-grade annoying neuropathy. And other patients, the very few, fortunately, can be left with pretty significant neuropathy at the end of treatment.
We should note that subsequent to recording this discussion, brentuximab vedotin was approved for patients with previously untreated stage three or four classical Hodgkin lymphoma in combination with chemotherapy. This concludes our program. Special thanks to our speakers, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neal Love for Lymphoma and Chronic Lymphocytic Leukemia Update.